This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here at the Big Spring E-Cycling event here out in Farmington. And we appreciate all you guys coming out and stuffing the bins with your e-cycling. Right, Dennis?
That's right. We want to get it. We want to get those trucks filled up with e-waste.
So we don't want it to go into landfill. I mean, Dennis and I are not the biggest tree huggers on the planet, but we don't need to have these things in the landfill. It seems logical to not have them end up in the landfill.
And you want it to be used somewhere if there's still a use for it that someone has.
Exactly.
So, you know, why not?
So, you know, help the planet out and keep the stuff out of the landfill. Bring it on down here at 10 Executive Drive. The folks over Environmental Office Solutions, they've been doing this for 30 plus years, and they will responsibly recycle your e-cycling. So laptops, old computers, batteries, cell phones, printers, LCD screens you're no longer using. Heck, I tried to give away a 32-inch LCD screen that worked down in Florida, and I couldn't even give it away.
Seriously?
Yeah, I couldn't give it away. It's like 32 inches. It's just not big enough. I couldn't believe it. So feel free to come on down, and we will responsibly recycle your e-cycling here. And we see the cars are coming through. We make it so easy. You drive in, drive out. You don't even have to do anything but open the trunk of your car, and the folks here will take it right out here for you and make sure it's taken care of responsibly. So as we wait for you guys to stop on by, we're going to be here till noon, so you have till noon. We'll take your calls, too, 860-522-9842. Speaking of e-cycling, I feel a little Tesla.
Yep.
Those guys have been promising full self-driving.
Oh, yeah.
Since 2019. You might have even have purchased your Tesla with the assumption that you could eventually upgrade the software so that you could have a full self-driving car. And guess what?
A lot of them can't do that. They're capable.
Not capable. If you have the Hardware 3, as it were, you'll have to come down here and e-cycle it. Because it no worky. And you'll need Hardware 4, right? So all you guys with the Teslas out there, and they're lovely cars. They're amazing. It's great. I mean, I'm Dennis and I helped you with a $7,000 stipend there to get your $80,000 vehicle.
Yeah.
It needs an upgrade. And Elon will stand behind it, we think, because Elon knows what he's doing when it comes to satellites and rocket ships and electric cars. So he's a smart guy. He'll make sure your car can full self-driving eventually, but the upgrading, Dennis, they actually are going to consider making these little manufacturing, like mini factories to help people. There's so many millions of cars out there, right? And you just can't do this at the dealership, right? It's hard enough to get most dealerships to put like roof racks on.
This is
cars.
Where they should have teamed up with Apple.
Yeah.
You could just bought a dongle, and then it would have been converted to the new firmware.
There you go.
That's all Apple does. You just need to buy a new dongle because you get rid of things.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to have enough CPU, enough RAM to do this, and so you're going to have to e-cycle your Hardware 3. So Elon's going to have a lot of e-cycling going on if you have a 2019 all the way through to 2023.
Oh.
Well, that was one of the things me and Dennis didn't get into last week was when we were in Texas, all the driverless cars, the Waymos.
Yeah.
And news had a story earlier about the Waymo, and I didn't get to drive in one. I wanted to go in one. It's hysterical to see all these cars driving around Austin, Texas with no one driving.
I almost did it in Phoenix, and I actually asked permission from my wife if she'd let me take a Waymo to the airport, and she said, not over my dead body.
See, my wife was like, your insurance is paid up. We're good.
I so wanted to do it.
It's something. It's fun. I mean, you're in the city limits. You're not doing 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, but the thing about these things is, Joey, they have human intervention constantly with these self-driving cars. So it's crazy. So we got somebody stepping up here right in front of the old studio here, parking his vehicle.
Yeah, I want to do the self-driving.
Would you want to do it?
I want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is crazy. They're all the way, I don't know where you were, all the Waymos in Austin are all Jaguars.
Really?
They're all Jaguar. They're all Jaguars.
Jaguar. You're right. I think they were Jaguars.
Okay.
But, yep, so Tesla's going to have to do some upgrades. I feel bad for you guys. I mean, Elon will stand behind it, I'm sure. It's just going to be a big issue to change out your computer and your RAM. And
we know the price of RAM is going up.
Yeah.
Well, so now it's going to go up even more.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a mess. So good luck to you guys running your Teslas. Eventually, it'll be full self-driving. And I think that'll be a good thing. Imagine your insurance rates dropping so fast because nobody's going to get in an accident anymore.
Well, yeah, we wish.
Well, I think that'll be the case. Wouldn't it be nice if each car knows where it is on the network, obviously the road, and you're not able to bump into each other, period?
Until AI learns road rage.
Well, when they all start talking to Skynet and they can coordinate where they're going.
And then their bandwidth gets
happen.
Like all the so now you're going to have a bandwidth issue.
You guys
so now your car's going to go slower because it doesn't have a good connection. You're going to go through a dead spot and the car's just going to stall.
Well, that's the thing. This is the thing I've said all the time. Internet of Things. It should be able to work if it's not on the internet too. It shouldn't fail to, like with your smart
light bulbs when they die, they flicker
or they fail to on. It's crazy. So I agree with you in those cases, but I watch more Star Trek than I do Star Wars. So I have a hopeful feeling that we'll actually live in a better society with the technology.
I'm hoping, but I've also there's a reason why you guys have been on here how many
30
years?
30 years. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, it's going to be a while. But come on down, guys. You guys are really keeping these folks busy. Cars are streaming in now. We really appreciate it. Just look for the WTIC signs, 10 Executive Drive.
Our fancy studios. Little flags and
the
signs.
Flags are out
and
there. Yeah. And we want to thank 1080 for supporting this spring event. It's great with you guys. It's kind of like your one thing commitment.
It is. And it's not windy today.
It's not windy. We do appreciate that, too. So come on by Environmental Office Solutions. They are picking up your e-waste. And sorry, if you're running a Tesla with Hardware 3, it will be e-waste as well. Anything else you want to bring up, Dennis, as we wait for your call?
Yeah, I wanted to mention something that's going on in Utah. A while back, like 3 years ago, give or take, Utah passed a law that requires age verification for adult websites.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
They've just passed another law to follow up on that, where if you are physically within the boundaries of Utah and you access an adult website, they are required to verify your age.
Yeah.
That includes if you're using a VPN.
Interesting.
So here's the problem. If you're using a VPN and maybe you're using Proton and you're coming in from Switzerland.
Right.
As far as the website is concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. How do they know that you're in Utah?
Right. I don't know.
They have no way to know.
No. So the law doesn't understand the VPN.
So what happened, what may happen is that adult websites may no longer allow VPN users to come in.
That'll solve the issue. And now finally kids will not have access to
the
adult site.
That's the only way that they have to not be liable under this law.
Right.
And it's just because of Utah. It's not even, you know, a national law.
It's not. But so, again, for me, I do think kids should not have access to this stuff.
Well, granted, I agree with that. Yeah. But, I mean, the things that they're doing, the laws that they're passing are having massive unintended consequences. And nobody seems to even really care over there.
That could be true, and that's typical of most lawmakers. Yeah. But in this case, if that's what they're going to do, I am for it. We should be able to. I mean, if same thing with like sports betting here in Connecticut. If you're not, and I don't even do it, but I understand that if you're not within the actual limits of Connecticut, even with they won't allow it, even with a VPN, right? Same thing.
Right.
You have to verify where you are in order to get access to the sports betting. So if they care enough to protect kids, well, they don't really. The kids are still sports betting, too.
that's a problem.
But if they're trying to at least make sure you're within Connecticut's state limits, they should do the same thing for adult websites like this. So I think it's a good thing, frankly. We need to make sure we know our kids can access or can access what they should access and can't access what they shouldn't access.
Right.
We should be responsible adults in the year 2026 to make sure that occurs, whether it be the destructive AI, whether it become the pornographic material. All the stuff these kids have access to is just crazy, and we need to do a better job of protecting them. You guys are really coming through with the e-waste. Car after car is coming on down here. 10 Executive Drive, we really appreciate it. Let's keep it out of the... landfill. We'll take a quick break here, but 10 Executive Drive is where we are. Environmental Office Solutions is helping you out right in front of WTIC Studios. We're west of the river. We'll be right back. This is the big e-cycling event, and yes, that is Star Wars. It is May the 4th very soon.
Yep, in 2 days.
And ironically, the Southington Symphonic Band has an all John Williams concert coming up in June. And we're playing the some really difficult music and triple-tonguing some of the stuff they have to do. Mm-hmm. Tickety, tickety, tickety. Very difficult to do.
Oh.
They're killing us. but we're going to do an awesome concert in June. We'll tell you all about it. But we want you guys to come down to provide your e-cycling so that the folks over here, Environmental Office Solutions, this guy's got a truckload. It's been here for, feels like 10 minutes, unloading e-cycling.
Yeah, he's been, wow.
So come on down, and we will take care of your electronic equipment, get it properly e-cycled, get rid of your old laptops, your old tablets. And Dennis is looking for an old iPod. What?
Original iPod.
All right. And then you're looking for a TiVo. Joey wants to see a TiVo. If there's any more TiVos out there, bring them on down. But let's get to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning, too. We got Larry, I think, in Middlefield. Larry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was waiting.
All right. What can we do for you there, Larry?
Well, last time I called in, I made a mistake in what I was getting for download and upload.
Okay.
Comcast.
Yep.
And what I'm getting, it's roughly like 45 megabytes up and 45 down, for an example.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. It's symmetrical like that.
Yeah.
And so slow.
Well, I'm just throwing the numbers out there.
Okay.
And I'm paying for 300 megabytes.
And you're only getting 45.
Well, then I went to a different setting, the five gigabyte setting on the network card, and it was better.
Okay.
But anyways, I've been wanting to drop the phone. I went down to Xfinity yesterday in Middletown.
Yeah.
And said, I want to drop the phone. And he went in the computer and all that. And he said I'd be saving, I pay $135. And my new bill would be $88.
Nice.
Next month. But he said this will be proactive or rated or something.
Yeah, prorated, yeah. Based on when you went down, how many days in the month.
So this for this, I tried calling my cell phone after I got back home, not my cell phone, my home phone, and it was still active. So does this mean they won't start it off until the end of the month?
Possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
So that's if you know, no big deal. But the end of the month probably came and went because we're at May 2nd.
Yeah.
Or did you go down literally yesterday?
I went down yesterday.
Okay. So you might have a whole month of waiting for them to turn it off. It may take a little bit of time.
It might.
Right.
But they probably changed your bill at least already.
And I didn't get a straight answer on their so-called high-speed Wi-Fi, because I see the plan on the computer, but I don't know. I think I might have to go back down again because I'm paying for 300.
Right. So what speed test are you using, Larry? Are you using Ookla?
No, I was using
speedtest.net.
Speedtest.net or the Comcast one.
Okay, and you're getting 45, and you're paying for 300. So, there's
when I changed the router to 5, it was a lot better.
Well, 5G, yeah. I mean, that's better for if you're close to the router when you're wireless. Do you have a hardwired computer to actually see what your actual speed is, Larry?
The only thing I got hardwired right now is my DVR. Security cameras.
Okay. So everything else is wireless.
I mean, I don't have any issues. It's just that I tried to get a straight answer with this guy, you know?
Yeah.
But the moral of the story is I don't want that phone anymore.
Yeah, good.
And I guess it'll be, maybe it'll take to the end of the month.
Yeah. And you'll be at $80 a month. That's good.
Yeah, 80, thank you, son. So.
Yeah, okay. That's the moral.
We'll see what happens, and good luck. I'm busy here. Good luck with what's going on today with you guys at the collection.
Sounds good, Larry. We appreciate it, sir.
Okay.
All right, take it easy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when it comes to internet speeds, you first do your speed test, right?
Right. Go to speedtest.net.
And you get your upload and download speed. If you're hardwired, you'll get a better sampling.
You will. Definitely. One of the problems that you face with Wi-Fi is what type of Wi-Fi do you have?
Right.
If you've got an older style of Wi-Fi, like wireless N or mm-hmm. something like that,
yep.
you're not going to get that good speed.
45 would be, maybe.
45 might be the ceiling on it.
Yeah.
Actually, the ceiling on Wi-Fi N is up to 150, but that would have to be on the 5
so could he
gigahertz
have the G?
Range.
He could have the G
or the AB. He couldn't even have G.
Yeah, G.
And one of the problems that you do see, especially with consumer routers,
yeah.
is if there's any device on your network that connects that's of an older style,
mm-hmm.
it will bring the entire Wi-Fi network down to whatever that protocol is.
Right.
So if he's got maybe like an old device somewhere in there that is using G, let's say, that could be stepping his entire Wi-Fi network down to G.
Yep. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah. So sometimes it's worth it to go through and even look at what you've got to make sure that you don't really have anything that old.
And speaking of what you've got, come on down 10 Executive Drive here in Farmington to get rid of your e-cycling. We've got a whole crew of folks here ready to take your equipment off your hands. Your old lithium batteries, no reason to have them sit there and swell on you and cause issues. Your old laptops, your old tablets, your old cell phones, your old printers, LCD monitors, they'll take them. Don't bring down an old CRT monitor. If you still have a CRT monitor, man, I feel sorry for you. That's those things are heavy.
yeah.
But we won't take those. But we'll take any kind of other e-waste. Come on down. And eventually, they look like they might be getting into the old solar panel e-cycling in the future.
Yeah.
So,
Matt was telling us about that.
That's interesting.
Pretty wild stuff.
Interesting thing. So the folks from Environmental Office Solutions are here. They've been doing it for 30-plus years. They will properly take care of your old e-cycling equipment. So come on down and get it taken care of. And Dennis, you want to bring anything up before we go to a break?
Well, yeah, I was thinking of talking about a very old Linux exploit that has been revealed recently.
An old one that's still now happening?
Yes.
Oh,
this is something. Well, it's an old exploit in terms of it affects older versions of Linux going way back, like almost 10 years.
Wait a minute. It reminds me of the Exchange exploits that went back from all the Exchange versions.
Right, for what,
same
15
idea.
Or 20 years?
Yeah, okay. The Hafnium, right?
Hafnium.
Hafnium, whatever.
Yeah. Now, what this is actually, it actually involves the copy process for copying files from one computer to another.
One of the most basic things we do with computers.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, the computer lives on that process.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything else that it does is carried that way.
Yep.
But this is a way that would trigger code to be run at an elevated level, like as an admin.
Gotcha.
And it's an exploit that doesn't even require very much code in itself, meaning that it can be sent to another computer very quickly, and bang, you can have an elevated process running. Now, all of the major Linux versions are being patched for it, but there's a lot of Linux out there that's older and doesn't always get patched up all the time.
Right, so the patching availability will be there, but you need Linux admins to actually apply
correct.
The patches.
It's got to be, yes, you've got to have it set up to be patched.
We got a lot of work to do, Dennis.
We do.
As geeks. all these exploits keep us busy. So keep those cars coming on in. The show's here till 11, but we'll be collecting your e-waste until noon. We appreciate you guys stopping by, and the cars are streaming in. We do appreciate 10 Executive Drive is where it'll be here in Farmington. So we'll step out for a quick break. Get to more of your calls, too. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Back. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock on the radio, and then we'll be here collecting until noon your e-waste. And we got folks coming by with some really cool old stuff. There's an original
iMac. This is an original iMac. Wow!
In a purple color. Dennis wants to get up and see it.
Dennis just became like a 12-year-old. That was amazing.
Yeah. Bring it on down, guys.
It's
bring down
purple.
Your old equipment, laptops.
This might be your iPod guy if anyone's going to have one.
Yeah.
He might even have a TiVo in there.
There might be one in there.
So 10 Executive Drive is when you want to come down, which is the actual location of WTIC, Newstalk 1080. We're right out here in the parking lot, right in front of the studios, and Environmental Office Solutions is here as well, and they responsibly recycle your e-waste, whether it be old batteries and cell phones and old computers, and we just saw that one of the oldest Apples on the planet here. Come on, bring it on down and get rid of it here responsibly so it doesn't end up in a landfill. No reason to have that happen, and we can maybe do some good, and so feel free to do that. Now, we've got a caller on the line who's got wants to talk a little bit about refurbishment and recycling. I think it's Lori on the line. You there, Lori?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. You had a question about refurbishing things?
Yeah. So I did call last week. Thank you, guys. I did not go the eBay looking for a battery that's probably 6 years old, just my 2020 MacBook Air is. But you hear about refurbishing and buying refurbished. I mean, they've got the same. My battery is in yellow. So, yes, I did get a drive to copy all of the photos and all the data off. And I'm in that nightmare process of every 4.7 gigabytes to put it onto a disk. So that's time consuming. But
yeah,
if for refurbishing, to buy a refurbished, where are they getting a battery that's going to last more than 3 to 6 months if I can't get one?
Same place you did. Same place you did.
What are you doing there, Lori? Using logic? Come on.
I didn't do it. I'm taking all my data off. Well, I'm not taking it off. I'm just copying all my data, backing up redundantly because I already have a separate hard drive with everything on it.
Right.
So it's now separate, redundant, beautiful, or it will be when I finish this one. Mm-hmm. To buy refurbished, it doesn't make sense.
So you could find some older stuff in there, right? Because you're right. There's a snag there as far as the fact that they can't use new technology in the old technology because it won't be compatible, which is one of those catch-22s.
Right.
But most companies that do refurbishment will test the equipment to some level to make sure that the equipment you're buying is at least ready. Now, unfortunately, refurbished equipment tends to have a shorter lifespan or even a shorter warranty, maybe 90 days. And typically, refurbished equipment, like even in the case of Environmental Office Solutions, may not end in the first world. It may end up in the second or third world, right? So it's going to end up in countries that are just happy to have technology. So here in America, we have the refurbished equipment. You're probably not going to find a lot of folks jumping on it here.
Right.
So that you're right to use your logic. They're using the same thing, the older stuff, but they're going to test it, make sure it works, and try to repurpose it. So here they're going to repurpose it, and it'll end up, maybe in a school in Uganda, for all we know, right?
Could. Mm-hmm. It could.
But that's all good, right? So at least it's being used again. But you're right to have that thought.
I don't have yours. I have mine. I was trying to send you a photo of my mint green iPod 8 gigabyte.
Oh, very nice.
I still have. I was trying to send a photo, but I couldn't attach it and paste it into the Facebook thing. I do have yours somewhere. I think yours is a 4 gigabyte. My husband has a 4 gigabyte one someplace.
Oh.
Yeah, you can have it if you'd like to, if you can find it.
Oh, Dennis.
No, I don't want it.
Mail it to 10 Executive Drive.
I just want to see it. Yeah. And the reason I even mentioned it was because that the original iPod, the interface design and the, mm-hmm. the device itself is just engineered to do one thing only, mm-hmm. and it does it better than anything else that's ever been made that is supposed to serve that purpose. And yeah. it's just an amazing yeah. piece of engineering to me. That's all.
I think I tried the Windows version.
I love my
Zune.
Zune. I had a Zune.
Zune.
Okay.
Zune, okay.
Yeah.
But anyhow, yeah, no, I can understand that, but it still doesn't make sense to be refurbishing a computer. Yes, mine still works great. I mean, I can use my checkbook as long as yeah. it's always plugged in.
Right.
You take it off battery and you get, you know, it's immediately yellow.
Yep. No, you're right to think that way as far as maybe here in America, as far as trying to extend the life. But again, for what these folks are going to try to do, it's going to end up probably in a different country.
Somewhere
and
else.
They're going to be happy to have it.
Right.
Have something, yeah. I'm still not willing to give it up yet.
All right. You hang on to it.
The old 4 gigabyte iPod, if we
yeah.
see it, it's buried around here someplace, and we'll send that one along. My mint green one, I'm keeping.
Sounds
I have very
good.
Sentimental
good
value
for you.
My
you
mint
should
green
keep
one.
That.
Sounds good.
I like that little one. All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks, guys.
All right. You too, Lori. So, yeah, I mean, she's right. She's got the right logic thought there. When it comes to this type of stuff, we want to extend it as best we can. So come on down here to 10 Executive Drive, the actual studios of WTIC, the 50,000-watt flamethrower. It used to be in the Gold Building. Dennis and I were just talking about refurbishment. I remember the board that we're using here in the studio here was a 96.5 studio, from my recollection. So that board has been mm-hmm. fixed and patched
that board
and
has
refurbished.
Some stories.
Yeah. For a very long time. So come on down, look for the WTIC signs as you head down to Farmington, and we will e-cycle your equipment. You can maybe hear the folks having a fun old time in the background. Oh, we got a call coming in. So what do you got there?
Diane from Derby.
Diane and Derby, what can we do for you, Diane?
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to follow up on the lady who just called in about refurbishing computers. Unfortunately was driving and did not hear everything you said.
Yeah.
I have two very old computers. One, I believe, is a Toshiba. The other one, I believe, is a Dell. We probably bought them, 30 years ago.
Whoa.
Don't laugh. Okay.
Oh, I'm not laughing.
No.
I don't use them, but they do turn on, and they do kind of work, I guess. I'm just wondering, my plan, I guess, was to, next time they have a donation thing or a recycling thing with old equipment and stuff like that. But I guess I'm wondering, stupidly, how much does it cost and is it worth and how would you do it to put in a new upscale hard drive, I guess, with more speed and more memory and all that sort of stuff?
So what you would do is you literally would take everything out of the box. Like, let's say you had the actual chassis. We call it. You'd gut the chassis mm-hmm. and you just put in new equipment. Like, if you put in a Raspberry Pi, it would do better than a 30-year-old Toshiba laptop.
I would think so.
So basically, you gut the whole thing and you could then put new equipment in there, which would be really the weirdest project you could ever undertake. And then you could then show people this 30-year-old laptop that runs like an i9 Ultra. So, I mean, people do stuff like that. They do things like that. I mean, they do it with cars, too, all the time.
Sure, yeah.
So you could put – I wouldn't know. I'm not a gearhead, but I could suspect you could have the old chassis of the vehicle, but you got brand-new seats, you got brand-new engine, you got same idea.
Transmission.
But I would tell you to e-cycle it and get it out of there. There's no reason to have it sitting there in your basement and doing that type of project.
Yeah, that's
– yes.
Especially on a laptop.
I figured that, but I thought I would just, call in after listening to that woman. This is going to be the most exciting and interesting and obnoxious, stupid call you've got all morning.
No, by no means.
That was a fine call.
By no means.
I made you laugh. That's good. All right. Well, I really like your show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, great. Okay. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, I mean, I could see somebody doing it. Joey would do something like
but
that.
But the thing is, with a laptop, everything's very proprietary.
Yeah.
Like the motherboard.
Yeah,
everything is very, your USB ports, everything is in a place for a reason. Yeah. Versus a desktop computer where you can really swap things in and out. You can't really do a complete overhaul on a laptop.
No.
I mean, it'd be interesting.
It'd be interesting, and my goodness.
But where your USB ports are, your power plug, like all that fun stuff.
It's like those guys that build, you know, model ships in a bottle. Like, how do they do that?
Yeah, I don't
same
have
idea.
For that.
As far as what you'd be doing there. So we're here till 11 on live on the radio program, and then you're going to stick around. I'm sure Morgan's got some sort of spotlight he's shining on something, so stick around for that at 11 o'clock. But we'll be here until noon collecting your e-waste, so feel free to come on by 10 Executive Drive, and don't try to refurbish any kind of 30-year-old machine. Bring it on down. Get rid of it. It served you well. And these guys will take care of it for you from Environmental Office Solutions. They got a whole crew of people. Trucks are ready to roll to take your stuff out of here for you so it can be responsibly recycled. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're going to step out for a quick break and get back to your calls after this. Music for May the 4th coming up. Ooh. And we thank Carolyn for that. Come on down and drop off your e-waste until noon. But we're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns as well. So Carolyn will let us know when there's a call in line because we can't see. We've got a lot of technology out here in the parking lot, but we don't have that.
That's right. So my old laptop is doing things here.
Yeah, it's
we're
working.
Streaming. Well, the WTIC is also streaming today.
That's right. You can watch us on WTIC channel. On the YouTubes. You can watch us on the YouTubes and the Facebook. So we got all sorts of things going on here as far as social media goes.
And in the day of wireless technology, there is a Jesus amount of cords on the table.
All right. We got a question from Weathersfield and Louise. What's going on over there, Louise? What can we do for you?
Hi. Hello. Hi, I really enjoy your program, and this is so timely because I am looking into, instead of doing some research on how to recycle my old devices, so I didn't know you were holding this today. You have another event in the fall, is
we
that
do
right?
it in the fall,
will,
yep.
Yep.
Okay, and how would I find out about it? Just go to your website?
Our website, our Facebook pages, we'll talk about it on the show, all sorts of reasons, but it'll be the early fall, yep.
Okay. So one of the things that I did read about recycling is I should turn off some apps first. Is that true?
Turn off some apps. What do you mean?
Yeah. Or I don't know, because I read that and they said it's not a matter of me just bringing in my old device. But is it as simple as that?
So if you want to just be more secure, uninstalling apps and uninstalling things off the phone.
Oh, maybe they say. Yeah.
That might be the case. But typically when you're going to migrate them to the next phone already. And then you can go to each app on the old phone and just delete them off the phone. You could do that.
Another thing you can do if you're going to be turning in a phone is to just do a factory reset of it before you do that.
That's another way to take care of it. Rather than
that'll take everything off.
Yep.
That makes more
sense, actually. That's a better way to go.
Oh, I'll do that first. So bring my old devices and just do a factory reset.
Yeah.
I have an iPad and a phone. Okay, I think I'll do that. I can go to like Best Buy or Staples or something.
I think Staples does do a collection, but again, you can also come to Environmental Office Solutions in East Hartford, and they'll take it off your hands as well.
Yeah, and
I think the
geniuses at the Apple Store will do it too.
Sure,
I think. I'm not entirely positive, but they might.
Okay. So I like talking to you guys, so I trust that you're working with a company and a vendor that you trust. So I'm good with that.
Oh, yeah.
So one thing that's happening with my new phone, when I drive and leave my house and down the road, all of a sudden I find my phone alert comes on. And someone told me it's because my old devices still have that installed and activated. Is that why that's happening?
What kind of alert? I'm not an Apple guy. Dennis is more.
Okay.
What kind of alert are you getting?
It says you left your phone at, and then it gives me my address.
Okay. All right.
So you still have it powered up, though? Wow, it shouldn't even be. It wouldn't be alerting if it's...
Maybe it's just going by historical data where it's the last location that it knew of for that device. I don't know. I'm just kind of guessing.
So you get an alert that you left your phone, even though it's turned off, right?
Yeah, but you raise a good question. Maybe it's not my phone. Maybe it's my iPad that it's saying that I left.
Oh.
Maybe. I'm not an Apple guy, so I haven't set those types of alerts. That's an interesting alert.
Huh.
My wife could use that.
I will look into that further.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know enough. We haven't played with that enough to know what that really means.
Mike G just weighed in. He says that's a Find My alert.
But Mike, why would it be finding it on maybe it must be the iPad she's leaving on. That would make sense. So you must have to find my iPad is probably alerting you. So
okay.
It doesn't want to be alone.
It gets lonely.
Environmental Office Solution, is that the name of the place?
Okay. It is.
Yeah. And I'll just call them first and work with them. Yeah. Terrific.
Sounds
Keep
good.
Doing what you're doing. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. We will.
All right. Bye
as
now.
As long as they'll have us.
Yeah. Okay.
so, yes. Thank you. You too. So
bye-bye.
we're here till 11 o'clock live on the radio, and then, of course, here till noon picking up your e-cycling. The guys are raring to go to take your e-cycling till noon. Stop on by. It hasn't rained at all. The sun has sort of been out, but so come on by and just swing it on by. It's easy. You come down the road here, look for the WTIC signs, 10 Executive Drive in Farmington, the corporate headquarters of WTIC, and actually all the stations here, I was going to say in Hartford, but in Farmington. So come on down and get your stuff e-cycled responsibly. Workstations, laptops, computers, servers, old hard drives, UPSs that you want to get rid of. Those batteries are just going to sit there and swell. Laptops, cell phones, they'll take them all. Printers, ink cartridges, and they'll do it during the week too. They are located in East Hartford. So if you can't make it today for the e-cycling event, they'll happily take it anytime. But with you, we usually do a fall e-cycling event, and they asked, hey, why don't we do a spring one on the west of the river? So here's where we are. We figured we'd try that out for you guys. And so stop on by between now and noon and drop off that e-cycling. So you want to bring up anything there, Dennis, as far as topics as we wait for any calls that come through?
Well, I was going to just say that we're going to post a link from Apple about how to manage those Find My Alerts.
That way you're not getting
alerted. That way, you know, you can manage them. If you don't need to be told that you left the device behind, that you know you left behind, then, yeah, but it won't bother you.
I can't imagine that if-then statement, considering how would it know when, if you do want to alert it certain times, but you don't want to alert it other times, right?
There's a whole article from Apple Support about how to manage these.
So there is levels. So if you're going to work, you can tell your phone, not your tablet, not to alert you. But if it's like during the evening when you might want it, it'll alert you. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I would think it's either on or off. But
We can give you the directions exist.
You use it however you want. Use it your own discretion. Sometimes this stuff is less helpful than it should be. Like even smart locks and stuff like that. I've got alerts on smart locks, but I have multiple smart locks now on one app.
Oh.
So now if I turn the alerts on, I may not want to have the alerts on one, and then they're all coming in, and the other one is not telling me anything other than the occasional in and out that I did want. So it's like you can't customize the individual smart locks on the app itself unless mm-hmm. you've seen something there.
No, I got the same problem.
It's so dumb, right? You're asking yourself, wait a minute, why would they create a system like this where you can't configure it?
Nope.
The moment you get a second of anything, it thinks it's the only one. So
our security cameras are very bad at geofencing.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'll be home and all of a sudden all kick on and start recording, and I'll open the app and it's like all in the zone. Then why do you have me in away?
Right.
Or like we're away and it switches to home and I'm like, no, actually start recording at this point. Like geofencing is not that new.
Right.
It shouldn't be this difficult.
It shouldn't be this difficult. And again, that's why you've always said, we've had the show for 30 years. it's really mind-boggling. And you try to use these technologies, something as silly as finding my iPad, something as smart as a smart lock where you want to know if somebody's coming or going, something as obvious as your
security
camera's turning on or not, and you wonder why we don't know what's going on. We really don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
What the heck time is it?
Which time zone?
Yeah,
do they have standard?
Ay, ay, ay. So it's just really kind of – it's frustrating that this technology is so smart yet so stupid at the same time. So, but that's just the nature of the beast. So bring in your old technology. The old technology, your e-cycling, you know what? That just kind of worked.
That just worked.
As the song went, it's the hardware, man. It's not the hardware, man. It's the operating system. So the hardware back then just worked. And now it's finally time for you to retire it. Bring it on down here between now and noon. To e-cycle it responsibly here at 10 Executive Drive in Farmington. And it's really simple. Just drive it on by. These guys will take care of any data, so you have to worry about that. If you are worried about the data, take the hard drive out. If you're not sure what the hard drive is, it looks like about the size of a sandwich inside of your typical PC. And a laptop, you're going to have to go online and get the manual to actually see where you pull your hard drive out. But that's not very hard to do.
It shouldn't be.
Usually it's in the back. There's usually a box, a little door in the back.
Yeah, once you get the bottom off, it's typically going to be in an available hatch.
Right, if you're worried. These guys will take care of it. If you're not, you don't have to worry about that. Same thing with cell phones. They want to repurpose them.
And if you have a desktop computer and you have a kid that's interested in this STEM stuff, have them pull the hard drive out and then take it apart.
Oh, yeah. That'll...
Like, people don't understand. Like, all that's spinning inside of a hard drive is literally glass plates.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing to see the internals of a hard drive, knowing that what you stored is just on these pieces of glass with a reflective coating.
It's really amazing. Yeah. And they're spinning at 5,400 RPMs or 9,000 or even 10,000
yeah.
RPMs. And now we're all over to solid state. That's why we can't get anything anymore.
Yeah.
Hard drives are plentiful. The old style hard drives are
I got
plentiful.
Stacks of them at home.
But you can't get the solid state stuff anymore. So
nope.
So come on down, guys. We'll help you out with your recycling. We do appreciate you doing that and keeping it out of the landfill. And no reason to hang on to it if you don't need it. Anything you want to bring up, Dennis, before we hit the top of the show here?
Microsoft had to release a patch yeah. for a patch.
A patch to patch a patch?
Yes, a patch to patch a patch.
Wow.
What happened was there was an exploit that was being taken advantage of by hackers. Microsoft released a PIT. This is for Windows, the yeah. operating system.
Yeah.
They released a patch, and then somehow, for whatever reason, that patch either introduced a new exploit or just didn't repair the old one.
Yeah.
So they've had to reissue a patch. Old story with Microsoft, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's just amazing how many CVEs are out there with all these exploits that we have to deal with. Microsoft promised, I think we've had it on the show before, actually a couple shows back, that they were going to make the operating system more reliable, well, better quality.
They said that it was going to be security first yep. and reliability.
Yeah, clearly they're still having some trouble there.
Yeah.
I think they're worried about Congress going after them because, again, there's no real warranty on these operating systems, and there hasn't been.
No. And as a matter of fact, if you've ever read some of these agreements, you'll see wording, and this is not just Microsoft that does it.
No,
other companies do it too, where they say this should not be used in a production environment. In other words, we'll sell you the software to run your business, but don't run your business on it.
Yeah, no, you're right. There has been words like that in some of these EULAs. You can't even make it up. So we want to really appreciate you guys calling in on the program today. We do appreciate that. Without you guys calling in, Dennis would be talking about his cats, and I'll be talking about my kids. So we appreciate that. We want to thank Joey Burgoyne for helping us set up this amazing setup here. You wouldn't believe what's out here in the parking lot.
Thank you to Joey for taking over last week.
Yeah, that was awesome, Joey. We do appreciate that. Thank you, Carolyn, for producing as always. I want to thank everyone from Environmental Office Solutions, Matt Services crew, from being down here and collecting your e-cycling. We'll be here another hour, so feel free to come on down and collect, drop off your e-cycling. We'll take care of that and get it taken care of responsibly. So stick around. We got Morgan Cunningham coming up next. He's got a spotlight on something.
And remember, we want you to be geeks, too.
We will see you guys next Saturday.